Hi, this is Tony from EK Cover Magazine, and today we're talking not insurance with insurance people. And our insurance guy today is none other than Carl Malky. Carl, thank you very much for taking the time to not talk insurance with me today.
Thank you, Tony. Always a pleasure to chat to you.
Carl, everybody knows you with CNN Co., but they also know you as everywhere in the industry. We decided that the topic that we're going to talk about is the industry, but not really the industry. So we're talking about transformation. And on the topic of transformation, the first thing that I would like you to explore a little bit is, how would you define transformation in general?
So transformation for me really links to diversity and maximizing and optimizing all the diverse talents that one has in a society or a company. And I think in South Africa often we limit transformation to issues of race and gender. And whilst that's vital, transformation for me is far broader. It's really seeing the opportunity within diversity.
So if you look at that definition that you've just given, what do you think will drive that sort of transformation?
So I think it's people being open to seeing the benefits of the other. So people in our organizations that are younger or older than us, people who come from different backgrounds, people who come with a different perspective, and understanding that while it's not always comfortable or easy, to my mind is really beneficial as we drive our businesses going forward. And so I think it's the opportunities for business growth, the opportunities for being more efficient, the opportunities for having more fun in the work environment, manifest itself when we're open to the diversity, transformation, broad and different thinking, and not being scared of it. And I think in South Africa, we withdraw a little bit into a larger mentality. We're worried about talking and being exposed to things that are different, people that are different, backgrounds that are different. And I think it's a great opportunity if we expose ourselves to that.
Yes. So if we look at that, do you think that our industry can ever be transformed?
Absolutely. I think we've made great strides in terms of diversity with issues like age. I've been in insurance now for just about 2 decades. I can't even believe that. But when I started, it was really frowned upon to have younger people in positions of real authority. And if you look around now, with many initiatives in the industry, we've seen the benefit of having diversity of age, young and old. We've also understood that, you know, things like a retirement age of 60 or 65 is perhaps not the smartest thing, but that you can really make use of people that are older. I mean, in terms of race and gender, there are companies now that have boards that are fully just women, which is fantastic. So I think we've made good progress there. And then also on the race perspective, to be far more reflective of our society. But we definitely have a way to go. In areas of the industry like the intermediary market, there's still great opportunities for black brokers, for younger brokers. And I'm really excited to see that elements of that's happening, but we have got a way to go. But in short answer to your question, can we be transformed as an industry? Absolutely. Because I think insurance understands diversity. Just look at our philosophy, diversify your risk. Don't put your eggs in one basket. Well, you know, spread how you engage and with whom you engage as well.
Yes. So wave your magic wand. What does a transformed world look like?
A transformed world looks like one where we're not scared of difference, where we're not defensive or protective about our view or thinking that there's one view, where we're comfortable to be challenged, where we're comfortable to challenge, where we don't worry that if we're going to say something, we're going to be judged in a certain way. So a transformed world for me is where we're comfortable enough in our own skin, and talking personally then as a white Afrikaans male, that I'm comfortable enough to understand the value in women, in black South Africans, in people from other countries influencing my life. And I think the world at the moment is a very scary place with nationalism and extremism driven in countries like America, Brazil. Brexit is for so many examples of people wanting to just engage with people that are similar to them. And that's why we see a real upsurge in hate crimes. And it's and not only is it, you know, I find it really frightening, but from a business perspective, it's just not smart because you close yourself off from other markets, other opportunities.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's so amazing. You know, social media is such a place where you can embrace diversity, yet it's actually a tool being used to limit diversity as people seek out people that are, that think like them and that are similar to them.
Absolutely. I think it's a paradox of social media. You're spot on. And our industry, you know, I think, you know, what is exciting within countries like South Africa and within insurance, if you scratch just a little bit beneath the surface, if you're prepared to engage with publications like your own, not just read. If I'm, for instance, in short-term industry, don't just go to stuff that I think is relevant to me in the short-term industry. Read broader. If I work within an intermediary market, it doesn't mean that I shouldn't be engaging with people in the direct market to learn from them. One of the things I've appreciated about my relationship with you is the understanding that we, you know, in an environment one can be competitive. It doesn't mean you have to stab your competitors in the back. It doesn't mean you don't engage with your competitors. You learn from them, you share with them, because we all want to, or should all want to, improve the insurance industry as a whole, and then we can be competitive. Of course I want to be the best. Of course I want my clients to do well. But it doesn't have to come at the expense of others. It doesn't, and that comes to the transformation of diversity. I think people think if we transform, it means I'm giving away. I'm losing out. Very small-minded view to my way of thinking. I think transformation means we're growing a pie. We're making more. There's more to share.
We want to be competitive in a healthy industry.
Absolutely. And we want something that's also sustainable. You know, long after you and I are long dead and buried, you know, it would be fantastic if this industry is thriving because of the diversity within it, and that it continues to provide people with opportunities, as I've been extremely lucky to have had through the insurance industry.
Yes, yes. So in conclusion then, keeping all of these things in mind, and off the top of your mind, two things that everyone can do to move transformation forward. What would you say about it?
So I would strongly encourage people to consciously and actively seek out people that are different from them, and to go in with, and to have a conversation with them, and to go in with a mindset of you can learn from that person that's different from you, and you can contribute to that person. Does not mean you have to agree with them. Does not mean you necessarily need to like them. But you can contribute to their life, and they can contribute to yours. And so I would encourage people to actively and consciously within their own work environment, but also broader life, seek out people that are different from them. And secondly, I think it's vital that we all acknowledge our bias and our inherent prejudice. And I think that sometimes that's very difficult for white South Africans to do, to acknowledge that we all come from a place of extreme privilege as white South Africans. And I think it's important that we acknowledge in South Africa, regardless of your race or gender, that you acknowledge your inherent prejudice, and that you don't get blinded by that. That you're open to being challenged by it.
Yes, yes, no, true, yes. Well, thank you so much. It was great to chat to you.
Thank you very much.
It was great to talk about things not insurance for a change.
We've got such a diverse industry, we can chat just about everything, because it's treated such as all walks of life. But yeah, thank you, Tony, and enjoy the rest of the year.
And you too. I'm happy to see you at the ILG dinner later.
We'll do so for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thanks, Tony. Speak soon.